Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Darius was a diamond cutter who lived in the realm of Dagnavor. And diamonds were rare in those lands, even more rare than in our world. No one else could do what he did, taking the rough stones and cutting them into beautiful prisms. He lived and worked in a small room all by himself. Well, I say by himself, he had a cleaner who would come once a week, and there was a cat that he called Carrot that sometimes wandered in to lie by the fireplace, but other than that, he was all on his own. He ignored Carrot, and Carrot ignored Darius, and that was just fine by the both of them. He was very rich, because each diamond was so rare that they were sold for large amounts of argots, which is the currency in those parts. As you can imagine, the only people to afford them were kings and queens of the land. In fact, most people had never even seen one. They were something talked about in legends and myths. I'd like to say that all Darius's money had made him into a happy sort of person, but I can't, because that would be a lie. He was grumpy most of the time.
You should cheer up, you know. You're the richest man in the kingdom after the king, his cleaner cat would remind him as she swept and tidied.
Get on with cleaning, as if I'd take advice from a girl like you.
Despite the fact Darius was so rich, he didn't pay her very much. She'd come begging for work some years back, and Darius did need a cleaner. Carrot left a lot of hair on the hearth rug and it made him sneeze, and you don't want to be sneezing when you're in the middle of carving a priceless gemstone. He offered her one argot for her work, and at first she just laughed at him. You couldn't even buy a slice of bread with that. But then she eyed the diamonds, twinkling in their cases, and came up with an idea. It was rather a clever idea. Not that Darius realised it at the time.
I tell you what, if you let me watch you work, I'll work for that measly pay.
Darius looked at her suspiciously. He didn't like the idea of revealing his skills, but she was too shabby and poor and she looked pretty stupid. But it was a cheap rate, and he did love a bargain. So she would sweep and clean and watch him work as he went about choosing the tools and examining the gems and carefully cutting them into shape. He was good at ignoring people, so he didn't even know when she was there most of the time, and so all was peaceful. Oh, actually, there was one time Darius noticed Kat, and that was when she made gingerbread. The smell was so delicious he would stop and accept a slice or two to go with his tea. After all, it's hungry and thirsty work cutting diamonds. One day, everything would change as the most amazing discovery was made. Miners working to remove the rough ore used for bricks in the Maverick Mountains had found that behind the brick, there was something much more exciting. They found rough diamond. Not just one or two rocks, but sheer, rocky slabs of the stuff stretching into the mountain. There was so much rough stone that it took a procession of carts to bring the stones to the village where they were tipped into piles outside Darius's door. He had so many orders from so many people that he didn't know where to start, and the money flooded in as his customers increased by number day by day. Everyone wanted diamonds now, but no one else had the skills to cut all that rough stone into the beautiful faceted shapes. He worked all day and all night and even paid Kat an extra argot to keep him supplied with tea and gingerbread to keep him going. One day, when he heard the crunch of another delivery of rough diamonds, he wailed and slumped over on his bench exhausted.
Oh, there's just too many to cut.
Can no one else assist? Wondered Cat, bringing in some emergency gingerbread. Surely you can't be the only diamond cutter in the kingdom.
There's no one else in this realm who knows how to cut and polish, and it's never been an issue before. There wasn't enough work for anyone else.
Well, Cat said slowly, I could help. I've seen you working for so long. Now it was Darius's time to laugh.
You!
He exclaimed, but she wasn't laughing now.
She could tell that her helping was the last thing that Darius wanted her to be doing, but the problem remained, and so begrudgingly he nodded, and they shook hands. Of course, she had more to learn, but she was quick and observant, and in no time could sort and cut the smaller stones, leaving Darius to cut the whoppers. And there were some whoppers. So much rough diamond was in the mountain that the diamonds he would cut became the size of oranges, then footballs, then the size of a table. Because of something called supply and demand, as the weeks went on, the price of diamonds had gone down by a lot. When there's only one of something, like a queen's crown, it would cost many millions of pounds. But when something is everywhere, then, well, it's just not as special anymore. People didn't just wear diamonds now. They adorned their cottages and townhouses with them. Even the horse and carts carrying the hay from the fields had diamonds dripping from the trap. Darius and Cat kept up with the demand as best they could. There was still money to be made in the rush of excitement, but in time, the demand began to wane. The rough diamond mine seemed to be endless, but at some point there's nowhere else you can stick a gemstone, and you can only bling up your pony once. And one day, the last order had been dispatched, and it appeared there was nothing else to do. The piles of rough stones lay in the yard, but no more orders came in. It was very strange, and also worrisome. After all, orders meant money, and Darius found that his was now running out. He wondered and worried as he tucked into some gingerbread. It always cheered him up, and it was much better than any he tasted from a bakery, however fine. He mulled the thought that he would pay more than 100 argots for just one slice if Cat didn't make it for him, and then another thought occurred to him.
Your gingerbread!
He shouted. Cat nearly jumped out of her skin. Carrot the cat merely twitched one paw and remained asleep.
What about it?
We could sell you gingerbread to make money!
She scoffed at this.
It's just plain old gingerbread from my mother's recipe.
There's nothing plain about it. It's special, and it's so good I think it would make a king's ransom.
Or a queen's.
But how could I afford a kitchen big enough to bake enough to sell? And the wood for the hearth and the pots and the pans?
Darius became uncharacteristically excited, even happy. A million ideas were going around in his brain.
I could get you help, get you started with all the things you need in return for some work, perhaps.
You work for me?
He shrugged.
Well, my days as a diamond cutter are gone, it would seem.
She looked sympathetic and nodded. It was true. Perhaps, just perhaps, it could work. And there was only one way to find out. They cleared the rough stones from the yard and built a cheerful shop front against the house. Darius used the last of his money to buy a stock of fuel and flour and butter and all the ingredients that Cat would need. He fetched and carried and took a delivery of shining pots and pans, and the kitchen began to swell with the heat and the scent of her wonderful gingerbread. And it wasn't long before word spread. Not to mention the delicious smell of gingerbread, and people came from far and wide to sample her wares. In the time, the shop would become many shops, and Cat would become rich. Meanwhile, Darius was content to take a small wage in return for some cleaning and carrying, and found that he was much happier as a result, not least because part of his wage was paid in gingerbread. And that's the story of the Diamond Rush of Dagnavor.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.